You may have seen Sophie B. Hawkins on The Tonight Show a few weeks ago, singing from her debut album Tongues and Tales, and literally slithering on the stage. Hawkins is being touted as one of the hottest, sexiest new singer-songwriters. Born and bred in New York City, she first played drums and hung out with a group of musicians, including the Nigerian percussionist Babatunde Olatunji. Then she went out on her own as a musician and performer. Ken Tucker has a review of Hawkins' record debut.
Listening to Sophie B. Hawkins' album Tongues and Tales, I think I feel what others must have felt 20 years ago when Bette Midler released her first album. Who is this unique showboater, this eclectic charmer, this nervy broad? Like Midler, Hawkins combines different genres of popular music to form her own artistic synthesis. For Midler, it was rock, soul, and 40s pop. For Hawkins, it's disco, jazz, and afro pop. There are also times when she sounds like Madonna. And there are times when she sounds like a one-woman version of Sly and the Family Stone. Oh, ain't you misunderstood what we could do together's every bit much better than good. I ain't looking for the sky to cover my head, cover me, I'll cover you again and again and again. Stay up all night to feed your fire, my dream that you are mine. I wake up tight, full of desire, and you're the one who can unwind. My weather's always a surprise. Don't think you'll ever come prepared. But love's the lighthouse in my life, and you get scared. Most impressively, there's at least one time when Sophie B. Hawkins sounds just like herself, singing loose, conversational lyrics over a moody pop melody called Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover. It's the best thing on Tongues and Tales, and she probably knows it, since she begins her album with it. She must realize that if this intimate, spontaneous-sounding song doesn't make her a star, it's at least the cornerstone of the legend she wants to build. That old dog has changed you up all right. Give you everything you need to live inside a twisted cage. An empty rage. I had a dream I was your hero. Damn, I wish I was your lover. I'd rock you till the daylight comes. Wait till you are smiling and warm. I am everything, and I'll be your mother. I'll do such things to ease your pain. Free your mind and you won't be can't stand to see you black and blue. I give you something sweet each time you come inside my jungle book. What is it, just too good? Don't say you'll stay, cause then you'll go away. Damn, I wish I was your lover. I'll rock you till the daylight comes. Make sure you are smiling and warm. To complete the comparison I started with, Sophie B. Hawkins is, like Bette Midler, a gleefully self-conscious, eccentrically sexy, abrasively self-absorbed artist. I wouldn't be surprised if, like Midler, she's as good an actress as she is a singer. I also wouldn't be surprised if it took a while for a mass audience to appreciate her charms. Right now, Hawkins is a cult figure just waiting, yearning, begging for superstardom.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.